What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 280. In this episode, I'll discuss beta-lactam antibiotic dosing concerns in obese adult patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode280. Physiologic effects of obesity affect both pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic parameters for beta-lactam antibiotics. The volume of distribution is generally increased in obesity as a result of extra fat tissue and the accompanying lean muscle tissue. An exception is with hydrophilic medications such as cephalosporins. In this case, the volume of distribution would not be correctly estimated using actual body weight, and an adjusted body weight may be more accurate. Clearance can be increased as well in obesity. Total body clearance of a medication results from the eliminating organs, and the mass of the liver and kidneys are increased in obesity. What is often overlooked is the fact that these changes in clearance and volume of distribution can also change the half-life of a medication. We all remember that half-life equals 0.693 divided by the elimination rate constant. But the elimination rate constant is derived from dividing the clearance by the volume of distribution. If these parameters do not increase equally in obesity, then the half-life of the medication change will go up or down accordingly. The lack of therapeutic drug monitoring makes dosing beta-lactam antibiotics in obesity especially challenging. Of the beta-lactam antibiotics, piperacillin-tazobactam appears to have the most data examining the effects of obesity on pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic parameters. Pharmacodynamic target attainment with intermittent infusions of piperacillin-tazobactam is predicted to be less than ideal for obese patients. Prolonged infusion strategies seem to increase the chances of attaining these targets. This may be especially true in critically ill patients who may have drastically changing kidney function and plasma levels. Although there is no data to suggest it, some experts suggest applying the principle of extended infusion in obese patients to other penicillins besides piperacillin-tazobactam. Studies that show inadequate tissue penetration and subtherapeutic levels in obese patients of cephalosporins are mostly related to single doses given for surgical prophylaxis. Theoretical data for some of the newer cephalosporins, like ceftaroline and ceftolozone, suggest that changes in volume of distribution and clearance from obesity are not likely to affect clinical outcomes. However, small studies of ceftazidine and cefepime in obese, critically ill, and non-critically ill patients suggest that if the MIC is near the resistance breakpoint, the required target pharmacodynamic parameters may not be obtained due to subtherapeutic concentrations, elevated volume of distribution, and increased clearance. Ertapenem at the standard dose is likely adequate for the treatment of moderate to severe diabetic foot infections and complicated intra-abdominal infections. In one study, obesity was not identified as a risk factor for treatment failure, and cure rates were similar between obese and non-obese groups. Meropenem volume of distribution and clearance is increased by obesity, both in critically ill and non-critically ill patients. These differences do not seem to affect the chance of attaining adequate pharmacodynamic targets. Rather than normal body weight, factors such as prolonged infusion, increasing age, and creatinine clearance less than 100 mL per minute appear to be the factors associated with achieving pharmacodynamic targets for meropenem in obese critically ill patients. Without drug level monitoring, clinical response is all that can be used to determine the effectiveness of antibiotics in obese patients. Based on the limited data available, if I encountered an obese patient on a cephalosporin that was not having an adequate clinical response, I would consider switching the antibiotic to an extended infusion of piperacillin-tazobactam or a carbapenem if appropriate for the infection being treated. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to several infectious disease-related in-depth trainings, including ICU bugs and drugs, C. diff treatment, high-dose daptomycin, just to name a few. For immediate access to these trainings and much more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.